saving money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. And now, back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Juventus, Eagle sign it.
Oh, man.
Juve, Forza.
Are we live?
Oh, come on
now.
Are we
making it happen? Uh-oh. What's
I'm seeing
wrong?
Another guy hitting the portal here. Source. St. Peter's. Fusini, Drame, and Hassan Drame plan to transfer. Now, look, we're supposed to be talking Major League Baseball today. We're supposed to be talking Masters where somebody's knocked one in the water, and I hope it wasn't any one of my guys. It wasn't, so okay, I like the water splash there. But St. Peter's, have a little respect. Players, have a little respect for the university here. Is this where nobody else in the world would have given you a spot to go to college? You went there, and you think because you make an Elite Eight run, you're ready to go play for, like, Notre Dame, or you're ready to go play in the Big East or the ACC? What is going on here? Like, where are the Drames going? Marist?
Donnie.
What's going on here? I mean, where? Have some respect.
You did not just suggest a lower-level max school.
That's what I'm saying. Donnie. Like, yeah.
Old school fire coming out. Now, Don,
man,
you would think that you would have enough self-awareness to realize that they aren't transferring because they went to the Elite Eight and have outgrown the program.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let
absolutely.
Me make this absolutely. Abundantly clear to you. There is. So, how many guys have transferred?
I don't know. Like the whole team. It's like them and LSU are going head to head. It seems like right now.
Let's say seven kids have left. Okay.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
You are absolutely lost if you think more than two of those kids leave if Shaheen Holloway stays. You are absolutely lost. They're leaving because the guy that recruited them is gone.
So where are they going? Seton Hall?
Wherever they go.
What, Division II? Like, one of these guys going like Northwestern State?
Donnie, why do you think all the kids from LSU are decommitting? Like, because Will Wade, the guy
where are they going? Maybe they're going. Maybe the LSU kids are all going to St. Peter's now so they can actually get some playing time next year. How about that?
Yeah, that'd be pretty fun, though.
I mean, what is this? Like, what? Now, hold on. Let's reexamine this because I understand the notion. I can't hate.
I don't think
I can't
do.
Hate on stuff like this. Like, if there was a transfer portal by my sophomore year, William Patterson, DRS would have been probably a hurricane at that point. All right. So let's just say that. But we weren't transferring to anything at that point because I outgrew my britches. I'm coming from a high school where I caught like nine passes my senior year. So I'm not really on any recruiting tape. There weren't even put it this way. I wasn't even recruiting highlight tapes when I was in high school at this point here. We didn't even have 7-on-7 in the summer. Like, 7-on-7, what is that? Like a new form of basketball? Like people, your lifting schedule now, 12 months a year? Back in then, you lifted from like July to August, and then you played football. That's how it was in the early to mid-90s here. So having said that, if I'm at St. Peter's, I would like, hey man, pick up the phone, boop it, to eat it, right? Oh man, I think you really could fit in here at Northwestern, at Syracuse. Not to say that they actually can. Boston College. It's fun, that allure of going up and say, let me challenge myself. But the fact of the matter is, these guys go to a big school. They're playing like 5 minutes a game. Is that what you went up for? I'm going to go play at West Virginia now and barely play when you all could have stayed together at St. Peter's and had all the NIL money you wanted, all the banquet circuits you wanted, and went after it next year, and you would have had a national spotlight. All of these guys transferred from St. Peter's. You'll never hear from them again. See ya.
I don't think you were going to hear from them once Shaheen left. if we spend the whole tournament crediting Shaheen Holloway, Don, let's be honest here, Donnie. All right? I can take a lot of people that follow that tournament closely and say, tell me every person you remember from the St. Peter's run. Shaheen Holloway, Doug Eder. That's it. That's the truth. Like, Don, the rest of these kids weren't raking in NIL money anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, where are they going? Like the Drames. Yeah. Like, Coach K is like, hey, look, I'm retiring, but you guys are the key to Duke winning a championship. Yeah, Get down here.
But now, Donnie, why are we pretending that St. Peter's is like just a touch off of a power program? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Where are they going? Where are they going to? Like,
Donnie,
like Loyola, Maryland, not even Chicago?
Donnie, there are so many programs higher than St. Peter's.
Yes. Like, Donnie, that's what I'm saying.
So, Donnie, the answer is a limitless. Many of places, Donnie. Like, you're making it your question of where are they going as if there's like only three places they could go. Donnie, there's like 150 schools, Donnie, that would make more
Canisius?
Sense. Donnie, like they might go to Iona and it'd be an upgrade.
I mean, have a little respect for the school that got you there. I mean, come on.
What about Shaheen?
Put that school on the map. Well, that's different, though. You know what I mean? He's laughing. Wow. Now I'll just get. You know what, Shaheen? I mean, that's disrespectful, too, man. I mean, nobody else wanted to give you a job as a coach, and now you're leaving on my guy, St. Peter's, now. Yeah. It doesn't take much to push me over on the other side of the fence. Well, Shaheen, how dare you? How dare you leave these kids? Standing ovation. I'm not showing up to Seton Hall to cheer you on. I'm booing you.
Donnie was back into his
boo! Show some respect.
Gave it his best, man. Oh, my goodness.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Talking about how
or he's going
why
to play center?
Not, yeah, because he's basically the backup center fielder. That's why Glaber's not playing and things like that. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Real quick here. Wide receiver market, NFL. Brandon Cooks, who seemingly was going to pick again between the Saints and the Eagles, re-signs with the Houston Texans. He got 2 years, like $36 million guaranteed. Like, this market. Now, the reason I bring this up is it's not because I want to say, well, how good a wide receiver or not Brandon Cooks could be or who he could have helped or, you know, does it matter for the Texans? He chose the Texans, got a lot of money. Good for him. Not to say he should have went anywhere else. But I now start to, like, and I brought this topic up like 2 weeks ago based on is wide receiver the new quarterback market? Like, you have to draft a wideout, and then you know it's like, well, we have to win while he's on his rookie contract at this point? Because this is some absurd money where if you have, like, two good – are the days gone where you can have two good wide receivers because they're both making, like, $35 million a year? What's happening to the wide receiver position? And the guy – like, the market – but the market didn't, like, just change, like, gradually. The market just went from, like, 0 to 100. It's like people are – I guess GMs are going, like – I mean, I guess if my starting wide receiver calls me up, I got to give him like $25 million now. What's going on out there?
Yeah, I think probably it's leverage, right? So you saw, Donnie, maybe the two best wide receivers for some people. That's two of the top five wide receivers for anybody. In Tyreek Hill and Davante Adams trade or go to different organizations.
Yeah.
And with that, they knew that they were in a really, really good spot to ask for more money. Those teams just paid an arm and a leg to bring them over to their organization. And in what world are they not now going to have them, you know, be a tremendously high paid player within their organization? Mm-hmm. They should be incredibly willing to do so. And once Devontae ramped it up and Tyreek ramped it up, I think that was a part of it. But to be honest with you, Donnie, I do wonder if maybe the biggest quiet domino was the desperate Jacksonville Jaguars making the move for Christian Kirk, saying this is how we get talent here. And ultimately, I want, because, you know, Donnie, I do wonder if you ask Jacksonville, hey, listen, would you rather, you know, for an extra $10 million and the first pick of the second round and some other items, added Tyreek Hill as opposed to Christian Kirk? Like, they could have got that deal done if they're the Jacksonville Jaguars, Donnie.
Yeah, you could have. But also, if you're looking from a, you know, the player still has to want to go there when you have that much control like Tyreek Hill. Like, Miami is a cool destination. New York City is a big market. Jacksonville is one of those, like, I'm going to go to the swamp down there. Like, I don't, and it's a bad team and organization. I don't know if that's good for my quote-unquote brand at that point. So I don't know if he would actually went there. But I know what you're saying, and it makes some sense because it was like, hey, we need to overpay to get talent. Well, overpay on the ridiculous players that when you plug them in are going to dominate. Like, you got a player that when you see Devontae Adams get money, you're like, eh, it makes some sense. I mean, that guy's really good. Tyreek Hill just signed for a ridiculous well, the guy's a game breaker. You see, like, Christian Kirk, and if you would have just said, okay, he's a free agent on the market, and he would have signed for, let's just say, 3 years, $50 million, or excuse me, 5 years, $50 million, 30 guaranteed. Hey, you know what? All right. Makes about sense for him. I'm up-and-coming wide receiver. But when he signed and got that money, everybody's first inclination was like, hold on here. Did we read this tweet right? Is this tweet sent out correctly? Like, he's getting $18 million a year as if he's DeAndre Hopkins? That was pretty wild. But maybe it was a setup because, as I bring back to the preface, the two big guys that got paid at the top of the market, they could have got paid whatever they wanted, right? And I think around the league, they're saying, like, it makes some sense. They're as good as it gets. But that now you opened up that market for, boy, if I can just get the free agency or if I can just hold this contract, I'm like, hey, look, I have 1 year left on my deal. You better give me something at least as good as Christian Kirk just got. It's pretty wild to see out here, and that's why you're seeing teams trying to shuffle and make moves for wide receiver. Either you're really paying them, and maybe a way to get them now, Kevin, is to say, we'll wildly overpay. Call your GM and say, you want out, and we'll make a deal, and we'll pay you whatever you want. And that squeaky wheel's like, hey, I'll do it now. And maybe they weren't in the past.
And perhaps, Donnie, it's just some of those teams, right? Because it's like, well, why are some so willing to pay? And why are others a little bit more fearful, right? Like, I wonder, Donnie, if they're like, we know this cap's going up, man. Like, there's no sweat off our back here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we will make this thing pop, and we will be fine by the time it comes to it. Like, I just wonder if there's something to that as well, maybe?
I don't know. And I think the market has changed so quick, so fast that it's hard to get a grasp on what's the next level. Because if you're taught that, hey, the very next contract, and that's how you negotiate, which good agents do, well, this guy got this. And if this guy's now a free agent and he's the top guy on the market, even though he might not be as good as Devontae Adams, DeAndre Hopkins, Tyreek Hill, those guys, they're still asking for that type of money. And some team out there willingly to give it to him. Hey, Jackson, we stink. We have so much money. And I also talk about in the NFL, which is rare about like the other leagues, you do have a floor. So when you stink and stack draft picks up, you have to massively over. And the team doesn't mind because it's all in the relevance of a salary cap. Like if they say, hey, look, you got to spend $45 million bucks, and you go, all right, well, I'll give Christian Kirk $25 million a year. It doesn't hurt your pocketbook because you had to spend it anyway. It helps the players and really wrecks the market for other teams going, oh, hold on here. You just gave a middling wide receiver $20 million a year when he probably should have got 10. Like, you just doubled the market, and now the other guys coming into town, like, hey, we need to sign a wide receiver, which was Diggs for Buffalo. As soon as those deals went down, Diggs goes on Twitter with just like the eye emoji, and Buffalo's like, oh, my goodness. Like, we just signed this guy to big money, but we know he can't come to camp being $10 million underpaid from another wide receiver that's on his level. And that's what they had to do.
And again, it's getting worse and worse. Like, it's very funny, but one team can change so much. And look at Deebo Samuel. You don't think Deebo Samuel's like, what? Like, Donnie. I think you and I did this exercise once, or I did this with someone. It could have been my partner, maybe. How many teams was the most valuable player not a quarterback on a football team? Very, very few is the answer, not a quarterback. The Niners are one of them. And very rarely, Donnie, is it like not debatable. Deebo Samuel is their most valuable player. Like, if you were going to argue, you'd be like Nick Bosa, which is the other side of the football, and I would almost say, let's separate the two. Donnie, the Niners are not in any level of negotiating power with Deebo Samuel because they need Deebo to make sure that their insane level of resources they've put into Trey Lance work.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, it's pretty crazy how it's now the evolution of the game and where you're going to spend money. And That's why I bring up the quarterback, the wide receiver is now the new quarterback because it's astronomical money. Remember, it wasn't too long ago, I don't know, 15, 20 years, where you said, hey, I got to draft a star running back in the first round because that's going to carry my team. He's going to be a three-down guy, and he's going to be the highest-paid player on my team for the majority of a lot of teams here. It's crazy how that's changed. Now it's completely flipped around to go, man, if you draft a running back in the first round, you're basically thrown out of the league as a general manager, and rightfully so. How many players have you drafted in the first round? Hey, man, that guy led me to a Super Bowl. It's not Adrian Peterson time anymore at this time. And also, hold on real quick. I must have missed this yesterday, and I love these type of stories. Pro Football Talk. Tom Brady retired from the Buccaneers with the goal of joining the Dolphins. Step one would have been Brady becoming a minority owner in Miami, possibly during Super Bowl week. See, I love stuff like that, where you knew he was out the door. Like, that smoke on that fire, like he was going to the Dolphins. That has to be a real story, don't you think? Has to be.
Yeah, and here's what I wonder. If you really want to...
MVP, yanks. Wow.
Say it ain't... Oh, Don, that's what I like to hear. Don's giving me the good spoilers today. Mm-hmm. Let me lock in, though, because when he gets one, I mean, this ball, I got to assume, about to catch in the living room here. Hold on a minute. Then I'll make my very good
Somebody's
tip.
Chest is caved in over there.
Oh, my goodness. The 315 homer.
Uh-huh.
Boy, Giancarlo.
That was a 116 off the bat. Like, that smoke. Like, you try to catch that one, you might end up in the hospital, pal.
Yeah. You hope you came Woo! With the glove that day. Also,
yep.
Put over 32 and a half homers for Stanton. Chisel. Quick break right here. We'll continue to talk about everything going down on a Friday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here at SportsGrid Radio. So we're 3-3 in the game. Let's hit some of these other games here. Let's see what yeah. thoughts we have.
Yep.
Let's start with your Phils. Phils A's. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking for this game today? How's the weather as well? I mean, I don't know, hitting weather in the Bronx today, at least it looks it, right? What are we thinking for Oakland and Philadelphia?
Yeah, not really hitting weather because you'd like to be like 75 degrees or warmer. It's going to be about 60 at first pitch, but you do have a wind blow. It's almost identical conditions to Yankee Stadium, quite frankly. Like, you're going to get the wind blowing out somewhere around, like, 8, 10 miles an hour. Not cold, not hot, and not really spring temperatures, like mid-60s. So it's decent weather, but you look at the Phillies lineup. Like, they're going to be amped up and ready to go. And there's no emotional bets in baseball. I don't believe in it. And I told you, I'm not going to spend minus 196 now on the Philadelphia Phillies to win that game. But the 8 just sticks out. And it's one of those where you're betting on what you think will happen. But you think the Phillies can pencil, like, I don't know. Old school Philly, hey, watch that. Yeah, three hits, no runs, typical Phillies, underperform, and all that nonsense. I don't think that's the case here. Aaron Nola is a good pitcher. The Phillies bullpen is okay, and it's a little bit better than okay on opening day because everybody is available, so at least you can like mix and match. But I look at the 8 there, and I still say to myself, wind blowing out, smaller ballpark, I'll just take my chances on that. Like, I'll just take my chances that game gets to 8 runs where you get a 5-3. Great possibility of a game here, and you get the push, anything more, you win. 8's a low number, even though you do have Nola on the mound. There's just too many bats. And again, we're National League hunting this, where it's not like, okay, well, Nola's going to bat, he's going to strike out. Montes, who's never even been at a bat in his life, now he's in National Park, he can't even bunt guys over. That's not the case anymore. So even though you don't have a strong lineup for Oakland, you see the 8s and even some outlets like DraftKings, I'm saying, 7.5 minus 120. So 8, 5-3 would get you a W in that spot. So it's too low for me.
It is. I just think the Phils can bring so much to the table. To me, though, Nola's a guy that can have some stuff here. And I really – here's my thing, Don, right? Like, are you getting over 8 runs without 5 from Philly? It's hard not to think that it's the Phils team total at a 4.5 marker. That isn't kind of the way to look. Maybe it does feel like a fun live game. I do think there can be – opportunity in that way, in that market, certainly, as there is in all games. But that's one that, you know, you really might want to take your time trying to feel out and what have you. But I say it ain't so. Whoa, Bogarts!
Randall right there, huh? Yeah. Man, that's you need that. That's when you're you're an underbetter. You say, it's not fair. It's not fair, right?
So. Exactly. How about it? So, yeah, I think the over certainly makes some sense. This next game, Donnie, I'm going to be on. I'm waiting on FanDuel numbers just so I can give myself an opportunity to, you know, have as many looks at it. But I don't know. Maybe they're not. Are they up and I'm being a fool?
Let's see.
I don't see, like, total base bets here. Like, I only see it on DraftKings. I guess the number's fine on DK as well. But
first half, I'm going to bet money line Phillies 2-1. Yeah, it's a lot of now, what are we looking at here? Where's the – okay, let me go prop popular, then we'll go to record a hit. And if we're looking, let me just see this. Now that we have the official starting lineups out here, let me just take a look here at the Phillies, see what we got doing here. All right, so let's go here. Philadelphia Phillies. All right. Kemp. Blah, 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 blah. All right, here we go. So we'll base it on – do we have last year's stats? Okay, last year's stats. So you're talking about, you know, a lot of good stuff here in the top of the lineup. Schwarber, Real Muto, Harper, and Castellanos. Montez, right-handed pitcher. Now, the question is, he's a good pitcher. You know, weighted on base average both sides. We talked about it this morning. He's very good there. But you try to take a look and say, okay, do the hitters maybe have an advantage in the smaller ballpark? And let's see what we got, because just the ISO power numbers versus right-handed pitching last year from these top four guys, Schwarber, 293, which is ridiculous. JT Realmuto is 184, which is okay. Harper was 389 last year. ISO power number versus righties, and Castellanos 277. If you flip that over to the weighted on-base averages here, 366 for Schwarber, 346 for Realmuto, 471 for Harper, and 391 for Castellanos. That's just the top four here that we're looking at. So it's hard to stay under. It's the same feeling that we had for that, you know, not necessarily with the pitchers, because the pitcher's pedigree technically is better in Boston than it is in this game in Philadelphia. But if you're saying, okay, Montes can pitch well against the Phillies and Nolan might have a really good day, six innings, no earned runs, I get it. But that 7.5 that's starting to pop through, it just seems a little bit low for some of the talent that you're getting at the plate in a smaller ballpark today.
Yeah, it's such a good lineup, man. I kind of have forgot, Donnie, of the run that Schwarber was on last year.
Yes. Like the best lead, like the guy was in the leadoff hole knocking home runs like every single game.
It was nuts. It was insane.
That's pretty crazy because Philly signed those two big guys, right?
Runs.
Yeah, he did. He cruised last year. And he's going to be a leadoff guy, which shows you know, where baseball is going here. It's no longer, hey, let me get a speed guy and then a contact guy behind him. It's like, let me just get power all through the lineup. But you get Schwarber and you get Castellanos. Like, I wonder what you would have had if you're a Phillies fan. I think I'd rather have Schwarber and Castellanos than Chris Bryant. It would be interesting to see what Harper would have said about that, because that's his guy. But he can't be mad at this, because everybody wins. When you sign, it's not like, you know, oh, he's going to take my shine, he's going to take my bats away. Like, you know, in the NBA, like, oh, we get too many superstars, I don't get the basketball. But if you're Bryce Harper, you're going, okay, you're not going to pitch the Realmuto, and, you know, you're going to pitch around me to get the Castellanos. Like, he's going to love that. Like, you're surrounded by, like, all-stars where they have no choice but to pitch to you now, as opposed to be like, hey, guy in front of you stinks, the guy behind you stinks, so now all I'm going to do is pitch around you. You can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, Donnie, like, he in 72 games in Washington had 25 home runs. I mean, you're talking about like a 60 home run pace over a buck 62.
Yeah.
I mean, he.
Big boy, too.
This is a guy, Donnie, that has
spring.
A 38 home run season on him for Chicago. Like, that's a sneaky option to lead baseball in home runs. He's going to be an everyday player thanks to that DH, Donnie.
Yes.
I mean, that guy's a really sneaky. Like, what was his season-long number? Is that still listed?
I think it probably is. It was up before these games started today, so and even though it's after
33 and
opening
a half.
Day. Yeah. Yep. You can see him getting off to a 10, like 10 through April, right, if he's hot. Like, here we go.
25-1.
Just stay healthy.
Most homers.
Yeah, and you're right about the DH, because even with like JT Realmuto, who's a catcher, like, oh, if you put him at first base, you can't play somebody else. You can just, all across baseball, just, hey, my guy needs a day off from the field. Like, Harper, take the day off. Well, hold on. Hey, Skip, let me hit today at least. All right, you got it. No big deal. Get up there and power it.
Wow. How about it? Quick Masters update here. Right now, the live odds board has Cam Smith 7-1, DJ 8-1. Scheffler's the favorite. It's not shifted around. Plus 650. Sungjae Im 10-1. Really tight board. is kind of my reaction. Boy, they still feel that John Rahm's kind of shark in the water, Don, at any moment to kind of blast through here and chew some folks down.
Yeah, just get it going. That's all you're anticipating. And we talked about a little bit this morning how the stars can separate themselves. Like the guys with, trust me, everybody on in the PGA Tour is pretty successful and really, really good at golf. But those superstar type players that when even when you have bad weather, they can really get it going and say, hey, everybody's over par, but I can go 4 under today. Some of these guys can do that. I think Tiger Woods just missed a putt. I want to say that's a bogey now. So he'll drop back down the board where he is 50-1 right where he was previously. And by the way, I meant to bring this up here. I'm looking at the projected cut line, and it's plus four. So plus four, you know, or higher gets in. The very last guy before the separation, do you know who that is?
Bryson.
Max Homa.
No way. Shout out.
And he's only on hole five today, and it's playing tough.
Today's not going well.
He's got it. Now, projected cut's four, so it might go to five. It might go back to three. You don't know. But it's funny that, you know, the talk that we were having where you're scrolling through and it's top 50 in ties, he's the very last player next to the cut.
That's fantastic.
Wow, sweat. That's outrageous. So Friday sweat for the room?
Yeah. So I wanted to it just locked. I'll get to it in a second, Donnie. Right now, the cut score is plus five or worse is actually minus 200. So they think the cut line is going to go back to five on FanDuel, which is interesting. How about the tournament winning score, though, Donnie? Like minus 120, like for it to be like minus eight, like minus seven. Like they like, well, like this thing is not even close to being like smashed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
very light score.
So, which is good because, I mean, there's some times that you like to see, like, hey, scoring, and you can really get after it, and it's fun to watch those and bet into those. But sometimes when the golf course isn't playing as easy, and we talk about, oh, the wind is up, it doesn't take that much wind at Augusta to really, you know, do some damage. And it's a course that's not all that well protected. Like, you know, you watch the U.S. Open, you miss the fairway to the left by 3 feet, you bogeyed the hole because you can't even find your golf ball. It's not like that at the Masters, but it's so still hard to – you know, get around the golf course. You got to hit the ball in the right spot. And you got to, if you miss it, you got to miss it in the right spot as opposed to, hey, I got close to the hole, rode off the green, and then you have no shot to, you know, get a pitch up and down for like a par at that point. So it's fun to watch and see how things go off here. And also, DJ, back to 8-1. Come on, kid. Come on.
Hey. What's it called? I'm getting lost here. First, Don, they have Tiger Woods round two score. It's locked right now, but 75 or worse was that can't be right. Is that right?
What do you got?
69 or better now is the live Tiger round two score. What just happened?
I don't know.
What did Tiger just do?
Sure, he bogeyed.
Tiger's all of a sudden going to be
the one.
What did he just get? He's an eagle, Donnie?
No.
Hold on a minute. Now. I don't know. Something's up here.
No. He just
we'll be
missed.
Right back. We'll be back. We're investigating the scene. Go to the round score, Daniel.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Locked into the money line with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Back to right here, Sports Grid Radio. Dodgers in action at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Pooh, boy. I mean, so Don, what is your action again today on the baseball board? Give it to me again.
Chris Taylor, Justin Turner, Trey Turner, minus 105 each to get a hit. Brad Miller, Corey Seager, each to get a hit, plus 130.
Okay. Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right, let's see, Tiger. What do you got here?
Yeah.
Do we say? Do we update the people on Tiger's 50-1 now to win the Masters? Does he actually? He's got to make the
round score.
He's not gonna collapse.
No, he can't collapse that bad.
Yeah.
Like I really believe Donnie that like if he's basically like kind of sat there in decision mode. He's like, all right, let me get to the weekend here before I make anything like too crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. By the way, two hits each now for Pollock and Robert today, which they did. And they did factor in, because I think when we were talking about them this morning, let me just go back over their numbers based on last year, because I think they were really strong.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's go to Chicago. And they were. If you remember, I was talking about the top four in the order, Pollock, Robert, Abreu, and Grandal. Like, you want to talk about high weighted on base average and ISO numbers? No surprise that each one of those guys has two hits already. I don't know if Abreu has any hits on the day yet. He's coming up now. First and second, nobody out. Heart of that lineup coming up. Yeah, Abreu's 0 for 1 with a walk and a run.
Yeah,
so they could just do some
really
damage right now. Starters already out for Detroit, too. So
Donnie, give me what's an updated team total right now on the White Sox?
The White Sox?
A little tough. Yeah, little delay. Three across. Abreu's up. Starters already out of the game.
Let's see. White Sox total run six, an even six, which makes a lot of sense because keep in mind, they're not the home team here. They're going to bat in the ninth no matter what against a non-closer if they have the lead. So this is a big – so also, let's just say it's over six minus 102. Now, assuming like FanDuel's a little bit faster than what we have here, that here – all right, it's a one-on-one count, so I doubt it came in any faster than that. If I had to bet whether or not the Sox would get seven runs to cash this or not, I'd probably say they would. Because you got to take into time and account. You got the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth. Five more full at bats, but you already have two guys on, nobody out, and the heart of your order up. I would anticipate them being able to get at least one more run here, and you would take that with the sixth. Because what are you looking for, Kevin? How many times did we say it last year? You're not looking for the seven. You're just looking for the six and say, okay, free roll, get me another run. So, Donnie, what do you mean? They got to get seven runs. No, I always bet these based on can I get to six? Because if I do, nothing else matters. That's the perfect wager where if they don't get to seven, I lose no money. If they do get to seven, I cash my ticket.
At even juice. Abreu, by the way, a guy who's completely capable of catching a hold of one here, right? Putting it out and kind of putting you already where you need to be. The interesting thing is, Donnie, right? I'm trying to factor in always, we always are, like how much are they expecting from an inning? So you're at six flat, right, with Abreu, two on, and nobody out.
Yep.
Like, what does this go to with an Abreu out? Like, 5.5, but really heavy juice?
I don't know if it can go to 5.5, though. Like, I don't think so. I think we'll go to stay at six, because I'm seeing right now it's 6+104 with a 2-2 count, over six minus 111 now. So what does that mean? We're full count. Yeah, we're full count. Yeah, that's exactly what that means.
Wow. So I'll tell you this, if it stays at a six, Donnie, and he walks him, I think I'll live with paying a little more juice.
Absolutely.
To get in on a 3-2 count.
Yeah, remember we were doing that a lot last year? Like, you want to pay, I'll pay an extra 20 cents, get me some guys on base. Now the account's locked, so I'm assuming he put the ball in play somewhere. Oh, he did too. Oh, wait a second. Oh, this isn't bad, though. So Abreu hits an absolute bullet to the shortstop, but the guy was already running on contact. So he actually de facto sacrificed bunted. So now they're second and third with one out, is how that turned out.
That's a pro. I mean, credit to Javi for getting that thing over the front. I mean, I pray he's slow.
It was a rocket.
Get out. So
it was a rocket.
So that's pretty impressive. So what's the number after that? I mean, because both guys going to
5.5, 136. See, I would like, you know what? I'm going to take a little taste of that right now. 5.5, 136. I just want to get some.
I'm being greedy here, but I'm trying to check the number over on DK. Does DK come on? Total runs.
I don't know if I'm gonna. It's asking me to log in again. So let me see if I can even get this here.
No, what are you?
It says -130. So it must have been like a strike. Yeah, I'm gonna take it just for fun here because I'm gonna go over 5.5. Let's see. Come on, you gonna let me get this, people? Yeah, all right. They did. So I got 5.5, 130. Yeah, 5.5, 130, small taste here. So you can watch to see how this comes in. Let me go to MLB again. Just want to see how these numbers are going to start changing around. 7.5, by the way, is the total.
Wow.
For this
game. That's really 6.5 plus 115 on DK. So much better to have 5.5.
5.5 minus 113 now, which means he's in an 0-2 hole, Grandal. And also the reason why I took that as well, take a look at the numbers, right? Jimenez, Garcia, and Harrison don't actually have great numbers. Like, Grandal was the last of that top four, which you're expecting where maybe he can make contact. Base hit's massive. But if he can at least drive one across here, yeah, that would make a little bit of a difference. So let's see what he can do.
Right. Plenty of baseball left, obviously. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you do need the... You've paid for at least a run, I think,
yes,
is a fair way to Correct. Describe it. And Correct. If you get both, you really beat them on it, right? Like, you could almost call it a stalemate. Rizzo took a ball off the hand, which is less than
good.
Ideal.
Yeah.
No, by the way, Gerrit Cole's out of this game, so everybody knows. He went four innings. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Nathan is still in. Little pitch down. Trying to see if they get Pollock leaning. That's Torkelson behind the dish, or he's no, that's Barnhart, right? Torkelson's at first.
Yeah, Torkelson was the catcher coming up, right? But he's like, hey, we don't want to waste this guy as a catcher. That's pretty funny.
It's bizarre, man.
Put him in the outfield. Right. All right, it's locked. Lines are locked, which is usually decent because something is happening other than a strikeout.
Right.
Oh, wait a second here. Oh, it's not going to work. Yeah, it's not going to work.
It's not far enough?
Nope, it's not, and that's terrible. Man,
yeah.
Now you need a base hit now from Jimenez, which can. Yeah. I think he's already got. But that stinks, man.
Now, hang the five. See, how about the?
I do. Five plus 100. Five plus 100 now.
Hold on a minute now. I mean, that's outrageous, Don.
That is outrageous.
It's not like you're not allowed to get a base knock on this at-bat right here.
Yeah, let me come in again on that. Let's go in for a little bit again on that because I like that. Plus money number. So I'm in at 5.5 and five now. Oh, no, changing on. Of course it is. Back up to 128.
Oh, it was even one money.
Ball? Wait, 28 cents was one ball? Or are you just saying like people were betting that? Like what was it even?
Yeah, like does that, like has everyone got hand over the button?
Yeah.
Like, is that what we're dealing
I
with
I took
here?
It, so I'm at 128 now on that, which I wanted the 100. It's kind of funny.
Oh, it's minus 132.
Yeah, it's like I have auto accept on there for a worse price. Thanks, guys.
Oh, my God.
And he's out, too. That's I got robbed right there, man.
Really
I just got robbed.
Oh, my.
I did get robbed. How they don't score any runs at anything, which is pretty amazing at this point. But having said that, like, it was a plus 100. I clicked yes. They changed it to 130 or 128. I'm like, yeah, you got that now. That's not right.
No.
Oh, man. Can't give me something to watch the rest of the day, but that's not right, man. Come on. Like, if that thing dropped, like, guess, if that thing said plus 135, they weren't, you could rebet this because this isn't right.
On the old iPhone, you used to be able to do the thumb press and it'd be real quick, but now I got to do the full type in.
Yeah.
And it saved me there because I'd have been out the window a couple times wrong way.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I still think they're going to be good in that game, but that would have been nice to get a base hit somewhere in there, but they didn't. So I got 5 and 5.5. And again, not much money where it's like, oh my God, why did I do this? But we'll see how it plays out because you've got 6, 7, 8, and 9 four at bats to get it. And again, you're not going against a top flight bullpen that's going to be throwing top flight guys.
Yeah. I had a big at bat here in this Yanks game with the LeMahieu one half to hit a prop parlay. But is it, man? I'm on 0-1. Let me ride this one if you don't mind, Donnie. Because
I don't want to give you that.
Trying to be optimistic. Ooh. Yeah, don't even bother.
Yeah, I won't. Yeah, no,
don't
nothing happened,
bother,
by the way. So,
you know?
You don't have to think of that one.
So, this is a big at bat here, though. Because I don't know if Evaldi comes back. I don't know kind of what the opening day leash is. I mean, he can easily come back out. He's only at 74 pitches right now.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming he gets LeMahieu out, I'm saying, for Evaldi, like if you let him go to the back end of that lineup, if you feel so inclined. And then we go bullpen sitting, and then the next thing you know, DRS and I are looking at extra innings, which is always nice.
Tiger doesn't like he's having a good time out here. Yet. Well, what's Tiger as he's walking away from the hole? They don't show it here. I'm going to say, did he? Tiger just
Man, I did not get
hole?
A good look. I didn't get a good look at what his score was for the day, Donnie. But if it was, it had to be plus one or better, right, for the day?
No like, doubt about it. Like, that was the question we asked. Like, I didn't even, because they're not that Tiger can't play golf or that I was wondering how he would do Friday and worsen conditions. I just didn't see, like, oh, Tiger's going to go low today. Just didn't
Come
have
on,
that feel to
get
it.
Down. With the glove on Verdugo.
The Dodgers
hey,
showing
that's
up.
That's a nice play.
So that was pretty close to them actually winning the
contact.
Winning the first five. So I guess you'll take that there. Where are they showing the rain from?
Yeah, good point.
Where's that rain from?
man, like you just eked out a first 5-0.
The Tiger just hit a terrible drive.
Don, is he struggling out there?
Yeah, he is. He's in the pine straw now, like way left or way right. Oh, boy. The network's cringing right now at the thought of no weekend for Tiger Woods here. Wow.
He can't miss the he can't miss a plus five cut coming into the
But how about this? How about this? He sacrifices the cut line so Max Homa can get in. Is that a big win for him?
No, the thing is, Donnie, the room doesn't have it.
Mm.
No.
Yeah, plus three cut line projected now. Hama's plus three, though, so he's doing all right. He's fighting.
They say plus four or better, minus 175 on the FizzDiz. Like, but it's interesting, like, to be honest with you, without being like a A-plus golf capper, but more just kind of knowing the way the game works, Donnie.
Yep.
If the projected cut line is three, at plus four or better, minus 175 is actually a good bet. You have a whole shot to go.
Yeah, exactly. You just have to play some decent golf. And you say, hey, somebody else can, you know, a couple bogeys from some other guys, you're in at that plus money. Because it is a volatile line on a tougher golf course. So you're going to have a lot of movement there.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. No doubt.
Torkelson's up. What's he got?
Big Torque?
Yep.
Big Torque Daddy? Is that what they've been calling him?
I love this new baseball where Torkelson wouldn't come up to his, like, 27. Now at least he's coming up at a decent age. Only sport in the world, man.
Spin it around.
Mm-hmm. Imagine last year, 2 years ago, like Joe Barrow. Hey, we ain't going to see that guy for 3 years, man. Save on contract. Sheesh. How do they even allow that? I don't even know how it's allowed. It's not. It's just wildness.
But, like, here's the other thing, Don. Nobody knows who Spencer Torkelson is, man.
No, they don't.
He's bad eight.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't, like, you're the Tigers, man. Like, you couldn't hit this kid third already.
Sure. I'm calling the bus.
You know what? I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. You can't be debuting for the Tigres in the eight hole. Like,
as one of those anticipated prospects.
I'm on Donnie's train. This is Bus City here for the big Torque Daddy. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's close it out and send you off into the weekend here. What was JP bet yesterday? Did we know? We took the Grizzlies plus the points. Terrible pick.
I didn't even remember.
Out of the paper bag. I don't know. I don't think there's any amount of money I could offer you in the world to remember that.
I've remembered any of his bets this week, so I don't even know. I can't even remember my own bets.
Yeah, like, to be honest, like, Don, like, if you could give me one of your bets from Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, I'd be astonished.
Yeah, like, you gave me, like, what my Super Bowl bets were for NFL. I would never remember that, who they were. I was actually glad you didn't do one of the old, like, hey, your Super Bowl bets, like, who did you have this year? I'm like, I don't even know who I had this year. So.
No. Trust me. But despite the belief, I never want to put Donnie in a bad spot on there.
Yeah, but I like being in bad spots because I just flip it back. I just blame it on you, and that's how it rolls. Like, I never get caught off guard there.
Donnie's never once been uncomfortable, though. That's for sure.
True.
He's always in the element. I've asked Donnie for his plays 100 times today, but this is where we send the people off. I'll say this. I got Randy Arozarena, 2+ bases, plus 115 coming up in that game versus the Baltimore Orioles. We've got one through the door here in this game right now with that Rizzo bet, which was nice. Unfortunately, I don't know what the Kike LeMahieu hitter prop parlay is going to bring. Maybe it should have made the card. That's the thing. April, the fact that they were both plus money, it was kind of more willing to spin that around. Don, for the third and final time, do you want to give people your baseball card again today?
Yes, baseball card. Chris Taylor and Justin Turner, along with Trey Turner, minus 105 each to get a hit. Brad Miller and Corey Seager over a half of a hit, which, again, same exact bet, plus 130. But also, I did take two NBA props quickly here. Kevin Durant over 30.5 points, and Kevin Durant over 2.5 half 3-point shots made at a plus 112 price. The Nets roll tonight, just like they always do at home. Love it.
They finally cover, according to Donnie Rideside. Slip that Kyrie 3-point prop in there as well. 3.5 made for Kyrie Irving. We'll see you next week. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. This is Moneyline.